But the other side of this that's very interesting for you and I is that there's another side to this coin. And that is what's happening in the online space, particularly with memberships. And so in the old world, if you will, sales are very uncertain. You don't know for sure what's going to happen month to month, because look at what's happened now, right? Now with a membership, it is predictable. Far more so than a business that is dependent on one-time transactions. Because here's the amazing thing. So many people had this thought that during this time, we would see mass cancellations from memberships. And sure, there have been some. But here's what I will tell you. It's actually been surprising to see how steady the retention rates have been during this time. You know, and I was talking to Scott Paley, who is one of the co-founders of the Nonprofit Leadership Lab. And this is a membership site where he and his partner, Joan Gary, they support nonprofits. And they and their retention rates have held steady, because this is a time when people need community. They need that support. I was talking to Tracy Shear, who owns a membership site specifically for fitness professionals who help women with pelvic problems after pregnancy. I mean, talk about a super niche there. She shared her retention rate with me the other day on Instagram. My jaw literally hit the ground, because she has more than 800 plus members. And in the last year, she's only lost 8. I was like, what? And she said, yeah. She said, I felt every time somebody left, she said, I felt that at my heart. And I said, girl, do you know how amazing that is? She has more than 800 members and has only lost 8 members in the last year. So when you hear people say, oh, you know, typically somebody only stays in a membership for 3 to 4 months, that's just not true. People only stay in a membership for 3 to 4 months if there's not a proper content strategy, if there's not a proper retention strategy. With what you and I are going to learn here during this training workshop, you're going to realize that people don't stay for months. They stay for years. So the old model, it's one-time transaction, start from zero. It's uncertain and it's very vulnerable. And I realize there may be some spelling mistakes as we go along here. I'm human. You just gotta give me some grace as we go through this. But with a membership, it's tremendously stable. And this is what I really want to emphasize here. Why you and I, as business owners, every single business owner, should be looking to add and incorporate recurring revenue into their business. And I'm telling you, there's some incredibly exciting ways to be able to do this. And the fun part about this is that it doesn't matter if you have a product-based business. There are membership models that work for you. Or if you've got a service-based business, there are membership models that work for you too, and we'll talk about them. Or if you have a knowledge-based business, like you're an author, a speaker, an expert, a coach, consultant, influencer. I'm going to show you so many examples of memberships that are thriving just by sharing your expertise. Or if you're somebody who just wants to bring people together and create a support structure for a particular market, you can do that too with a community-based membership. So we're going to talk about all of that. Okay, so here's what I want to do. I want to get into the actual assessment, where we're going to talk about what market you're in and how to assess whether it is a good fit for a membership. But before I do that, in the comments, what I want you to do is I want you to let me know what market you serve. Now, the other day, I did a quick survey in the Telegram group, the secret Telegram group. If you haven't signed up for that, by the way, you totally should. You can go to mysecretchannel.com and join. All you got to do is download the Telegram app. No matter what phone you have, go download the Telegram app and then go to mysecretchannel.com and you'll be able to join the Telegram group. But I did a poll and I asked people, I said, what market are you in? And the second highest response was the other category. And I was like, what? And so I'm interested. Like, what market are you in? Okay, bridal shops, photography. I see glass artistry, calligraphy, women 40 plus, self-development, wellness, leadership, beauty, yoga, church, gardening, scrapbooking, flexibility, interior design, Oh my goodness, weight loss, parenting. Did I see grandparenting in there? That's amazing. Real estate, art and creativity, cooking, brain health, hairstylist, health coach, Christian women's discipleship, remodeling, jiu-jitsu, fitness, education. Oh my goodness, I can't keep up. Online, I lost that one. Astrology, technology, Korean self-study, bookbinding, B2B planning and organization. This is soap making, virtual assistants, well-being. This is awesome. Spiritual, self-development, marketing. Okay, look at these markets. You guys are amazing. Thank you, by the way, for all of your participation. This is fantastic. Okay, so there's so many incredible markets that are just from me seeing this, from the decades of experience working with tens of thousands of people, I know for a fact this is a home run. You're in a home run market. But let's talk about how we go about assessing a market. If you haven't done so yet, just underneath this video, you'll see the yellow button that says resources. I want you to click that because you're going to be able to download this guide. Because when I'm looking at a market, there are several indicators that showcase whether a market is a good fit for a membership site. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to walk you through how to assessment. Let me see here. Okay. So we're going to walk through the assessment. Now, when I am assessing a market, I'm going to be talking about the three C's. This is really where I zero my attention in, because the three C's are going to help us get a well-rounded understanding of whether our market is a good fit and or whether our business is at in a position to be able to pursue a membership. Now, the first thing that I focus on, number one, are our customers. Now, I will just tell you that when you are in any business, the focus should always start with the customer. Always, always, always. And that's exactly what we're going to do here. So first thing I'm going to ask is, like, are they passionate? Now, how do we know whether they're passionate? Well, there's a couple simple things that you can do. What I love to do is I love to, you know, do some research. And the way you do research is you just go on to Google and you type in some keywords that are related to your market. And then you add a couple things on the end. So you would add like you would go keyword, right? And then you go plus forum and see if there are any discussion forums. You might go keyword plus Facebook, keyword plus Instagram, keyword plus Pinterest. And what you're going to start to find is you're going to start to find whether there's a lot of activity going on around these keywords and your market. Now, I particularly love this one right here. This is the one that I'm always looking for. And the reason that I love Keyword Plus Forum is because I love to see discussion groups. If there are discussion groups, and you could also do the same with Facebook, you know, Facebook groups, I love to see if people are congregating and discussing this subject matter. Because if they are, that's a really, really healthy sign. So I want you to do some research. I want you to do, you know, what you can do it, you know, when we finish here today, and we can discuss that tomorrow during the Q&A session. But I want you to do some research, and it's real simple. Again, you're just going to take this keyword, and then you're going to put plus forum, plus Facebook, plus Instagram, plus Pinterest. And I just want you to see what comes up. If there's a lot of activity, that creates, that's a very healthy sign. And if that's the case, then I want you to check a yes in that on that page, because that's going to be an important factor as we move forward. So passionate, are they passionate? That's a good sign. Number two. Oops, hang on. Okay, number two, are they buying? Now, we want to serve markets that are spending money. There's no point in trying to serve a market that is not willing to spend money on what it is that you are offering. So right off the bat, I'm always, first and foremost, I'm looking at, are they passionate? I mean, if they're passionate, great. Are they spending money on that passion? And so how do you find this out? Well, you can simply go to Amazon. Again, just take some keywords that are related to your market and just start to see, are there a lot of books that are being sold on that subject matter? Are there a lot of reviews of those books? Is there a lot of activity? Are there a lot of products that are being sold to that market? So when I think about like the yoga market, I saw that in one of the comments. Like, are there other things that are being sold? Of course, there's like yoga clothing. In fact, there's whole companies that have been built around just yoga clothing. There's yoga mats. There's all kinds of accessories that are being sold to that market. That's a very good sign, right? So this is what we're looking for, like things that are being already sold to that market. I want you to look to see, you know, are there other people in that space that are selling different things to that market? Could be other authors, could be other speakers, could be other influencers. Do they have programs and courses and perhaps even memberships themselves? If that's true, that's a good sign. You know, are they buying things on, if you go to like Udemy and lynda.com and Skillshare and Teachable and Coursera, these are all sites that again, people go to learn and to invest in themselves. And if that's the case, that's a good, healthy sign. And I know it's counterintuitive because a lot of times people will say, yeah, but Stu, why would I want to go into a market where, you know, there's a competition? Because that's where buyers are. You know, I know it's counterintuitive. We think we want to go into a market where there's nobody there. But it's absolutely not the case. You want to go to a market where people are buying and spending money. And I know that the tendency is to think, well, wait a minute, Stu, you know, if there's already people in that market, why would somebody buy from me? We'll talk about that definitely in the second live session that's coming up. But bottom line is that you want to see, are people buying? If they are buying, I want you to put a check in that box on the page, right? So we're going through. If they are buying, I want you to put a check on that page because that's a good, healthy sign. Okay, next, number three, are they consuming? Now, what do I mean by that? I want to know whether a market is avidly consuming content on this subject matter. So, for example, let's just take a completely different type of product. Let's just take the Tesla as an example. Okay, so my brother-in-law and one of my other business partners, awesome, they each have a Tesla. And these guys completely geek out all the time when it comes to the Tesla. They are in forums. They are constantly reading different blogs. They are constantly watching videos. They are consuming content as it relates to the Tesla all the time. And so that's a very healthy sign, again, of a market that is passionate, that is buying, and in this case, consuming content, right? So whenever you're in a market where there's a lot of content, that's a good, healthy sign. And again, this is counterintuitive because a lot of times people say, yeah, but Stu, there's so much free content out there in my market. Why would anybody ever want to join my membership? If there is a lot of free content, high five to you, because that is a good, healthy sign. And I'm going to show you how to cut through the clutter and what people are really buying, because we think that they are buying the information and the content, and that's just not true. And so in the second live session, we're going to talk about that. Like, what are they really buying? And there's four reasons that people are really joining a membership, and it's not just content or not just community. There are four reasons. We're going to talk about those in session number two. But if you're in a market where there is a lot of free content, that is a good, healthy sign. So if people are consuming blogs, if people are consuming podcasts, if people are consuming YouTube videos on that subject matter, I want you to put a check in that box. That's another good, healthy sign. Okay, number four. Is there a problem that people are looking to solve? Is there a problem that people are looking to solve? Anna Selby said, love this, high five. High five to you, girl. Now, when I'm talking about a problem, I want you to do some more research again. And this is one of the things that I love doing. I love doing marketing research because you then get in the mind of your market that you are looking to serve. And the best way to do this is to go into things like Facebook groups. Oh my goodness. Facebook groups are a gold mine to find consistent problems. And what I want you to do is I want you to search for certain phrases. I want you to search for, does anybody know how to blank, blank, blank? Or, I wish blank, blank, blank. Can somebody help with blank, blank, blank? These are all phrases that indicate somebody's got a problem, right? And what we're looking for are the sticking points. Where are people getting stuck? What are they getting hung up on? Now, it may be simple and easy for you, but for people that you're looking to serve, it may be a gigantic mountain to climb. And so those things are holding people back from making progress in the area that they want to make progress. And so this is important for us to identify is like, where are people getting hung up? What are the problems? What are the sticking points? And so you want to look for the specific words, phrases, etc. that people are using. Now, it may not always be a specific problem. It may be a desire to do something, improve something, etc. But what I'm looking for is that people are looking to make some kind of progress in the area of their lives, okay? Now, last one, when we're assessing the market, is are they looking to master a skill? This is a big one. Because there are, again, many different types of memberships. We're going to go through those here in just a few minutes. But if you're in a market where people are looking to master a skill, I want you to celebrate right now. Because here's the reality. People don't go from not knowing how to play the guitar to being the next Eric Clapton like that. They don't go from not knowing how to paint to becoming the next Picasso like that. They don't go from not knowing how to start a business to, you know, running a very successful business like that, right? There's a journey to that progression. You don't go from a white belt to a black belt like that. There's a journey to that progression. And if you're in a market where you're teaching people a skill, I want you to celebrate right now because this makes for a great membership. And oftentimes I hear from people who say, yeah, but Stu, wait a minute. Like, what if somebody gets to the point where they've mastered that skill? Why would they want to be part of my membership anymore? And my typical response is one of twofold. One, I typically say, look, don't worry about a problem that's not a problem yet. When they're coming to you, they haven't mastered that. So be with them during that journey, right? Serve them during that journey. But the other side of it, if you've ever talked or spoken to somebody who has truly mastered their craft, no matter what it is, whether it's art, whether it's music, whether it's martial arts, whether it's business, whether it's yoga, doesn't matter. If you talk to somebody who is truly a master of their craft, they never stop learning. They never stop practicing the fundamentals. You know, I'm very honored and privileged to know a world champion in karate, Ricardo Teixeira from Portugal. Shout out to the Portuguese who are watching right now. So Ricardo is a world champion karate master. Do you think he stops practicing the fundamentals just because he's got a black belt and won a world championship? No! No, far from it. In fact, what he does is he goes back and he doubles down on the fundamentals. So we often think that because people get to a certain level, that they are no longer going to need us anymore. And it's the farthest thing from the truth. The reality of it is that when you help somebody progress and develop their skills, part of that mastery is returning back to the fundamentals and deepening the learning of those skills. And one of the best ways to do that is through teaching others. And so one of the things that you're going to learn is that, yes, sometimes in the beginning, you may be the expert or you may be partnering up with somebody who is the subject matter expert. But over time, what's going to happen is your community begins to grow and develop where they also can begin passing down knowledge that they've learned within the community. And the more they pass that knowledge down, the deeper their understanding of that knowledge becomes. Because we learn at a way different level when we teach versus just when we do. And so people don't leave a membership just because they've gotten to a certain level. Because when you're in a market where you're mastering a skill, people want to deepen those skills. Okay, so what we've just talked about here is evaluating your customer, right? And so one of the things that I want to do is, of those five things, we've talked about them. Number one, are they passionate? Are they buying? Are they consuming? Is there a problem? Or are they looking to master a skill? If you can say yes to any of those, I want you to give yourself a point for each one of those. So you can obviously have a maximum of 5 points here. But I want you to keep that off to the side. So let's just say that you realize that through this, you have a total of 4 points. I want you to just put 4 over to the side as it relates to your market and or your customers, okay? So bottom line is I want you to tally up. You know, if you said yes to any one of those, give yourself a point and tally that up. Okay, now, next thing we're going to do is we're going to move on to evaluating your community. So what I'm looking at here is I'm looking at, you know, you specifically and the community that you specifically have right now in your business. Now, when I'm talking about community, I'm not just talking about, you know, solely Facebook, or I'm not just solely talking about, you know, Instagram or so forth. By the way, thank you to everybody. Look at all these fours and fives that people are sharing. This is amazing. Gang, you know how exciting this is to see the progress that you're making? Stephanie said it has 3. Which is great. And by the way, if you didn't score like high in that, there's no need to worry yet. There's no need to worry yet. We're going to talk through this, but this is just gives us an idea of where we need to pay attention to. And we'll talk about this, but look at all these scores. You guys are amazing. Thank you for sharing all your scores. I see fours. I see tons of fives. I see somebody, David put a 6. Okay. So Amber's got a 2, but lots of fours, lots of fives. Amazing. Okay, great. So now let's talk about your community. Let's just rattle through this real quick. Do you have a community on Facebook? Do you have a community on Instagram? Do you have a community on good old Snapchat? Do you have a community on YouTube? Do you have a community on Twitter? Do you have an email list greater than 300? So do you have an email list of more than 300 people? Do you have an email list greater than 2,000 people? And I'll give you one more. Do you have TikTok? Now, am I suggesting that you need to have an audience in all of these things? No, I am not. You do not need an audience in all of these things. What we're trying to do here is we're trying to get an assessment of your audience, right? And so, again, the myth is that you need to have a big audience of tens of thousands or at least thousands of people in your audience. And that's just not true. There are so many examples from our tribe audience and community of people who didn't have tens of thousands or thousands, just a few hundred, just a few hundred. Like I'm thinking of Brandy Moles, who didn't have a massive audience. She had a total audience of about 400 people, right? 400. And last year, like 1 year ago, she did a founding member launch, ended up welcoming 23 new members. Now, here's what's important about this. 23 members created momentum for her. This was the beginning for her. And over the course of the year, that 23 members has blossomed into a membership with more than 250 members. And not only that, but she obviously grew her audience during this time, and that membership spawned off courses, it spawned off a mastermind, and it grew her business from 0 to 6 figures in such a short period of time. So much so that she was able to bring her husband home from his corporate job. And I love Brandy's mission. Brandy's mission is, instead of two parents working outside of the home, her goal is to help families bring two parents so they're working in the home. I love that. But again, if you think about where Brandy has grown into, it all started with an audience of less than 400 people with that founding member launch of 23 people. Can you imagine if she had waited until her audience was bigger? She wouldn't have been able to serve all these people. It wouldn't have created that momentum. And she certainly wouldn't have the business that she has now if she had waited. And so you don't need tens of thousands. You don't need thousands. Just a few hundred is all you need to be able to get going. And what we're doing here is we're just getting an assessment of kind of where you're at. Now, I want you to add up these things. So if you have a following on Facebook, no matter what size, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, Twitter, email, if you got an email list, of 300, give yourself 1 point. If you've got an email list of more than 2,000, I want you to give yourself 2 points. And I want you to total this up, okay? So let's say you total it up and you end up coming to